Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Ulster Bank. No matter what business you're in, make our business banking team yours. Ulster Bank Ireland Tech is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Let's go to Galway to Dave O'Connell, the editor of the Connaught Tribune, for his pick of the week's regional newspaper stories. Now, one local columnist has offered it's his take on the Harvey Weinstein story.
Yeah, Michael Kaman writes a syndicated column across a number of the independent-owned titles, including the Kerryman, the Fingal Independent and all of the Wexford and Wicklow People Group. And this week, as you say, in the aftermath of this sea of allegations that has followed the Weinstein scandal, he offers his own experience of how a person's aura of superiority can give them an air of invincibility. Before journalism, Michael was a priest, and he's reflecting in a column on an encounter that occurred when he was a young cleric attending UCC. I was with a group of novices, he writes, who were discussing what it was like to live in a religious community. There was an older man present. He had spent most of his priesthood in positions of authority in the order. He was arguing that the religious life was similar to a family. I disagreed with him and said so in a forthright manner. The following day, he arrived at my room, screaming and roaring at me. I can still see the rage and anger in his face. He warned me that unless I apologised to him, he would have me removed from the house where I was living immediately. I was scared into my great shame, I apologised. Over the years, I observed this man who is now dead. I discovered things about him, things that are nasty and vile, but it all fitted perfectly with my experience of him that morning. He had an aura about him. He gave the impression of being superior, cultivated, knowledgeable. He may well have been knowledgeable, but he certainly was not superior nor cultivated. He was a brute like Weinstein. There would have been no point in reporting him because he had all the power stacked in his hands. No one would have believed me. In the intervening years, I never said anything to him. He intimidated me. I am ready now to scream it from the rooftops. His name too, but the damage has been done.